thank all of you for being here. And this is the inspiration that we get from acknowledge also the presence of our counselor, Jeff McDonald, who's here this morning with us, one of those who really inspire us to move. Thank you very much. Now, we have some time here to take some questions, which I hope you can take this opportunity to get Master to give you some of the answers. Now, Venerable Master Cheng Kun, if I can summarize in what he has presented, is basically about
very simple about religious education. Religious education is all about, he mentioned about kindness, he mentioned about compassion, he mentioned about respect. That's about morality and virtues. And it is possible if we have this religious harmony, and if it is possible if we all can come together and appreciate the commonalities. Now, if you observe just now, all the faith leaders that comes up here, who were up on the stage and say their prayers, it all points to all goodness. It all points to, if you look at them, there's no difference. Why I say no difference? Because everyone was saying about unity, everyone was saying about love, everyone was saying about caring, compassion. So that's, if you look at all the religious leaders, that was the language that was conveyed to the floor this morning. So, as I say, we don't have much time. I would like to open up if anybody has questions for the Master, but do give some time because of the delay, a short delay, so that the answers will be translated into English, into Chinese for Master, then you get the answers. So when the answers come, please put on your headset so that we can get the answers. So let's have from the floor. Yes, Betty, is that Betty? Yeah, Betty.
I would just first of all like to clarify that I did understand what the Venerable said. Did he say that he asked the Pope if it would be a good idea to try to make Vatican City a place where peace and harmony, in fact, could perhaps evolve by using the different churches around him there at the Vatican? If he did say that, I don't recall that he mentioned what the Pope's answer was, or maybe he did and I missed it. Could we please ask for that? Thank you.
问的是罗马教堂这个事情上，这个事情是我跟陶然主教提出来的，陶然主教听了很欢喜，可能他没有去做，那么没有去做的原因呢，我想应该是这个老师的问题。正如同我们自己一样，我们也想能够多建立这些讲堂来教学，但是缺乏师资。那么现在用这种高科技的方法，就有办法做到。如果没有这个卫星电视，没有网际网络。每一个讲堂都需要人。如果是用这种方式的人，我每一个讲堂有一个大屏幕就可以了，大屏幕就可以了。我们能够讲经的老师有5个、10个人就够了，就能够做到。但是我们决定不能够疏忽，要培养年轻的一代，人越多越好啊！如从我们在斯里兰卡看到，这小城国家几乎每一个出家人都能讲经教学，特别是我们星期天去看的这个寺庙，在校的学生， 每个星期天都要到附近寺庙去接受宗教教育，这个太难得了，每一个法师都能讲啊！你看我一个法师旁围了一群人都在听，那个法师在那边又是一群人，我看到好像个个都能言善道，这个我看到非常欢喜啊！这是我们不能够疏忽的，我们用这个科学工具，这是不得已的方法啊，所以培养老师是我们第一桩大事。
I guess Betty, does that sort of answer to your questions?
Freya, does that sort of give you an answer to what you wanted to know?
Well, it wasn't directly.
It's just the office.
Yes, it was. Yeah, through someone to the Pope, and obviously the answer, presumably, is, well, let's do the best that we can with the information and the technology that we have available.
Yeah, the Master is 87 years old, and he believes that the powerful tool of communication is satellite via, you know, is technology the world today. Just like we have this opportunity, we can't see him, but he's live from Hong Kong. So if you look, that is connecting itself. So that's one way of, we are lacking of teachers. So the best way is to put through that kind of satellite teaching or through technology. And that is a way that you can convey the message. All right, let's, Barry, you have a second question. You have a question there, Barry?
Yes, thank you, Venerable Master. Maybe a follow-up question from the last question, given that we all know recently there's a new Pope elected. Two parts of the question, maybe it's timely to ask that question again to the new Pope, directly to the Pope. And I suppose the second thing is, would you consider inviting the new Pope to the Paris conference? And the third and final question, have you got some commentary on what your thoughts on the election of this new Pope?
非常好，这个新教宗我听说了，原来这个老教宗啊跟我同年，我看他的身体好像不如我，那么这种事情，在他来说呢，确实心有余而力不足，我相信他知道这个事情。也知道这个事情要积极做，可是，这个年轻人，因为神学这桩事情跟科学不一样，神学是要有沉浸性，要有恭敬性，不能有丝毫怀疑，才能够接受，才能够学得到。不像科学，科学带了怀疑心，用怀疑的心呢，能够去寻找这个问题，再去这个验证，得到最后的这个结论，可是神学不可以。传统文化它是属于心理上的，这个也不可以，所以今天圣学的传承非常困难。人才不容易找到，但是广大群众当中，我相信依然会有。要我们真正去留意，发现的时候要鼓励这些年轻人，要帮助这些年轻人，要他真正的明了，他有使命感，我们要把宗教教育、神圣的教育要传承下去，要发扬光大。 啊，这是利益一切众生。说的说利益是真实利益，啊，是心灵上的利益、精神上的利益，这个与物质没有关系。啊，我们在斯里兰卡看到，斯里兰卡人民并不富有，非常快乐。啊，你看他满个满，看到所有的人，你都看他笑容满面，没有看他有愁苦这种态度。啊，这就说明他们的精神生活非常丰富，啊，物质生活缺乏，他不在乎，啊，他也不要求，啊，知足常乐，啊，我们相信世界上会有这种人是少数，啊，不要物质享受，来做精神灵魂的工作，啊，那么新教宗。我们看到了也很欢喜，如果五月份这个联合国的活动他能来参加，我们非常欢迎啊！我相信他不参加，教廷会有代表啊，会有主教来参加这个活动。
That's the response from the master that about the question from Barry. Yes, sir, Kim, you have something to share with us there, Kim?
Master Ching Kong mentioned about multi-faith university, and we know that when he has a good idea, he moves very fast. Where is he with the plan? Already blueprint or...He's actually thinking cyberspace kind of university, or it's going to be in Putumba. Just we'd like to know a little bit more of his plan with the multi-faith university. I think it is a very, very important concept.
宗教大学跟这个个别的宗教啊，那都由他自己培养红护人员的学校啊。特别我们看到天主教、基督教、伊斯兰教都有专门的学校啊，我们也曾经去参观过。啊，我非常佩服。啊，佛教也有很多这些佛学院，但是比不上这些学校。啊，这早年，因为我在天主教教过书。啊，那时天主教啊，在台湾于斌主教的时代。啊，天主教在台湾设立一个东亚精神生活。研究所，啊，我在那里教过书，啊，所以我的学生还有一些神父跟修女，啊，这是早年的，啊，这我有机会接触他们，啊，去了解他们，认识他们，我对他们很佩服，啊，非常赞叹。那么这个事情我很关心。几乎我常常遇到一些有这种能力、有机会的，我都会说，啊，不会忘掉。上一次我跟斯里兰卡总统见面，我们一见如故，啊，访问是9天，跟总统见面4次，啊，最长一次聊天呢3个小时，他说无话不谈，我也提到这个问题。他很高兴，就在我斯里兰卡办，他一口就承认了，啊，这个很难得，啊，斯里兰卡确实是个好地方，因为宗教的氛围非常好，啊，气氛非常好，啊，那么又得到这么一个好的总统支持，啊，所以是不难的。那么既然要办，首先是师资问题。啊，现在 办学真的不难，有钱有地方就能办。老师在哪里？啊，世界上第一流的专家学者越来越少了。啊，老的凋零了，后的接不上，所以这是一个非常严重的问题。啊，我们今天在马来西亚办这个汉学院，这个汉学院的这个最初的缘起，就是我们以前在庐江办的这个文化中心。文化中心解散之后，有一些老师啊，他们热爱传统文化，所以总是想有机会呀，能够在一起继续去学习啊，所以以后啊，就被马来西亚的这一些同学们啊，他们听到这个信息来告诉我，他说我们搬家搬到马来西亚行不行？我说行不行不能问我，马来西亚肯不肯接受我啊，他们就试探着向马来西亚去注册，教育部注册，成立一个马来西亚庐江文化教育中心啊，没有想到两个星期就批准了，这让我很感到很惊讶啊，跟马来人回教国家啊，在中国传统文化这两个星期就批准，我非常感动啊，所以就这一批人在那里学习三年多了，三年了啊。那么我跟首相认识了啊，我才有这个缘分提出汉学。汉学非常重要啊，欧洲的汉学我去看过，变质了啊。汉学所求的是智慧，现在人所求的是知识，求知识跟求智慧是两桩事情啊，所以古印度跟古中国它有一套教育的智慧，有一套教学的理念跟方法，跟现代教育完全不一样，它非常有效果啊。但是现在这个东西说起来有人听到很欢喜，不相信啊，那必须要做一个榜样，做出样子出来，做出成绩出来，他才能相信啊。所以在澳洲我跟陆克文谈过啊，他做总理的时候我去访问他，谈过这个问题，他就叫我在澳洲做实验啊，实验做成功，他带到国会议员来考察来参观，正好那么在这个国会里头立法，全国来推行啊，那么没想到啊，他不久他就退下来了啊，所以我还是希望他搞教育啊，这是一个神圣的教育啊，要从实验学校开始啊。那么方法呢，就是中国古人所讲的一门深入，常识熏修，度数千遍，其义自见啊，他培养啊，要从持戒修定，他开悟啊。教育的目的在此地啊，开悟之后，他没有学过东西，他都能懂，他一接触就明了。所以说，一部经通的，一切经全通的，一个法门通的，也整个都通了啊，这叫智慧啊，智慧。能解决问题，没有局限，而且没有后遗症啊。但是这种教学的时候断层了，至少在中国断了100年了 啊，我们现在要把这个找回来，啊，要重新来做实验。我们汤池这个小的实验呢是成功了，在时间短，所以我们在马来西亚建汉学院，希望10年时间专攻一部经典，啊，一部经典用10年时间去学习它，锲而不舍，他会得定。这个定是他心地清净，心里头只有这一样东西，其他的没有。那这样子，久而久之，有个2-3年的时间，他就会开悟。啊，把这种老方法呢，来试验成功，我们再来把它推广。啊，所以汉学院，哎，马来西亚政府批准了。啊，这是一个大学。啊，没有老师，也没有学生。从什么样开始？从研究员开始。啊，研究员我们要选择，啊，真正有道德基础的人，这个非常重要。啊，德行是第一个标准，没有德行，有学问呢不是好事情。啊，一定要有德行，有学问，才能够帮助社会，帮助苦难人民。啊，那么这些人从老师里面去找，所以马来西亚了有1000多个华校，啊，就是华侨所办的中文的学校，有62个中学。我的对象就是从这些校长、老师，他们退休下来只有50多岁，不到60岁。能够真正搞10年的这个实验就成功了，啊，他们懂得读书，他们懂得教学，啊，那么这样的老师，我们希望能有100人到200人，就是汉学院的研究员，那他们将来真正研究成功，就成为世界上第一流真正的汉学家、专家，啊，他专一门，他其他的决定会通达。他能够帮到，啊，那么这些人研究，我们提供他衣食住行，提供他研究的这些资料，啊，所以我对于这个学院送了10套四库全书，送了10套四库会要，啊，典籍是非常完备，啊，一个人专攻一样，不能搞多，搞多搞杂了就乱了，一门深入。啊，研究易经的那就是易经专家，研究礼记的是礼记专家，啊，能够有100到200个人，汉学真的复兴起来了，啊，所以这是实验学校，到他们有成就了，啊，应该在3年他们就能教得很好，很好的教师，啊，教得很好的时候，我们把他的讲解教学做成光碟，把他的讲义印成书本，送到马来西亚教育部去审查，啊，认为这一些资料可以能够达到他们的博士水平，我就要求教育部发给我们这些研究员汉学博士学位，啊，这个首相都答应了。这个语言实在太殊胜太难得了，啊，那么除了这些老师是我们挑选对象之一，首相告诉我马来西亚人可不可以，当然可以，啊，我们不分国家不分族群，啊，全世界的人都可以，啊，真正想来做研究员专修啊，有这么多同这个老师们在一起，他们可以互相帮助，啊，互助合作，啊，互相观摩，这是一个非常好的学习环境。啊，那么这个学校现在正在建筑，大概1年半可以建成。那么现在呢，这些老师就是1年半的时间做预备工作。啊，将来统统住在一起，一起学习。每一个老师研究这门功课， 一个星期做两个小时报告，这就是他的诚意。两个小时报告，我们把它光碟做起来，把它写成文字，这个就是要拿到教育部啊，让他们核准，将来给我们汉学博士啊，我们所评级的是这个啊，没有国家领导人支持，搞不成功啊。啊，国家领导人支持这个工作，不是救了全世界呀、啊？汉学不是一个国家一个族群，全世界全人类的瑰宝啊，全人类的智慧宝藏啊！所以澳洲同学们有兴趣的话，都可以参加啊，专攻一门，十年功夫，你万元放下。啊，衣食住行，学院来照顾，啊，什么都不要操心，专门学一样东西，啊，要把它学透，要把它讲清楚，啊，这样对于是对于社会才做出真正的贡献，啊，我们到欧洲去看，博士很多没有达到这个水平，啊，他们学的是知识，不是智慧。啊，所以这个是学这个教学的理念跟方法不一样，要做实验。啊，这个洛克文如果一直做总理啊，我们这个实验可能是在澳洲，啊，他下来的没人支持我了，啊，没有想到纳吉这边的语言成熟，啊，还有斯里兰卡总统支持我，啊，这些地方都可以做。非常好的实验点，啊！谢谢大家。
All right, I think we can have one more question, but certainly what Master has given is actually if you look back at the theme that we say building bridges, sharing ideas. So education is a process. Education is learning, and it doesn't matter where you learn from because. Allow me to reflect, there is a saying from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, there is a hadith. The hadith is the saying of the Prophet where he says, if you have to seek knowledge as far as China, then go to China. So there's something that attached which, like I said, you want a knowledge, you have to go out and seek. But I'm sure at that point of time, the Prophet Muhammad said that with lots of wisdom. So that's one example of what like Master said, that you need to venture out if you have to seek knowledge and learn from that. So I think we may have one more question, if it's okay. Yes, Counselor has a question then.
Thank you, Hanif. Venerable Master, a comment and then a question. Can I firstly say on behalf of our Toowoomba region community, how blessed we are to have the Pure Land Learning College in our residence. We are indeed in debt to them, not only just because of the way that they're bringing interfaith together around our community, but the commitment they make to being part of our community. And on behalf of our Mayor, Councillor Paul Antonio, and our other councillors, but indeed our broader community, thank you not just for your time today, but certainly for the Pure Land Learning College and what you play. As a major role in our community. So that's a thank you. My question to you is, Toowoomba, in your mind, can be a model city for peace and harmony. How are we tracking towards that? You are a man on a mission, and I just wanted to get some feedback from you personally as to how we are tracking to becoming that model city of peace and harmony.
过去我曾经对马来西亚华校的校长啊，400多人，我鼓励他们，我说过两句话，文化是民族的灵魂，教育 是文化的升级。啊，那么这些全部都是从事毕生从事教育工作的人员。把一个城市一个乡镇做成一个文化的试验点，那最重要的方法就是要教学。啊，哪些人教学呢？实在就是宗教教育带头。我在这次讲演里面提出十个教学危险。啊，最后两个了，是众神的天国教学危险。啊，那天国为什么那么好？神每天在教我。佛家讲极乐世界教学危险，阿弥陀佛天天上课，天天教学，没有一天中断。啊，那么我们有个现成的例子，我一生老师教我学释迦牟尼佛，啊，劝我出家学释迦牟尼佛，啊，叫我读大藏经上两部两种书，释迦谱、释迦方志，等于是释迦牟尼佛传记。啊，跟我讲，你想学佛，首先得认识释迦牟尼佛。你要不认识他，那你路就会走错。啊，我们读了这个书之后，才知道释迦牟尼佛是教育家。啊，是个多元文化的社会教育家。啊，他一生真正做到了。啊，他19岁出来学习，放弃富贵的生活，他是王子出身，啊，放弃王位，舍弃富贵的生活，去过苦行僧的生活，到处去学习，印度所有宗教他都学习过，所有的学派他也学习过，啊，那么学了12年，啊，他在菩提树下终于觉悟了，觉悟之后，啊，这就是智慧圆满。啊，这之后啊，他就开始教学。79岁过世的，他教学整整49年。啊，那么留下来这么多的经典，那就是他过去自己讲的，当时并没有文字。啊，他过世之后，这些学生们从记忆里头把它整理出来，变成今天的经典。教学的力量太大了啊，所以中国古时候人懂得啊，建国军民教学为先啊，建立一个国家，建立一个政权，什么第一？教育第一。教育办好了，什么问题都解决。所以中国世世代代都把教学摆在第一啊，过去宰相底下这个各部，教育部是第一个，首先第一个是教育部。首相有事情不能够事事，教育部长代替啊，一直到满清都还实行这个制度啊，所以这是中国人非常重视教育。那么今天整个世界这个社会的动乱，没有别的，就是教育出了问题。如果每一个宗教大家都联手，我们叫什么？每一个宗教，我就今天得出一个结论：爱的教育。啊，神爱世人，上帝爱世人。啊，我也爱世人，我爱上帝，我爱世人，那我跟上帝同心同力，同愿同行。啊，做上帝的儿女，做神圣的学生，啊，共同把神圣这个爱心引发所有众生他的爱心，把 把他的爱心引发出来。啊，这个爱心是天性，人人都有，个个不无，只是迷失了。啊，迷在那没人教他，迷在名闻利养里头，迷在财色名利。啊，这四样东西迷进去之后，人就变质了，爱就没有了，爱变成自私自利了。如果他不迷在财色名利，他的心大公无私。啊，肯定是全心全意为一切众生服务。啊，这个人一生过得有意义、有价值，没有白来啊。啊，在宗教里面来讲的说，这种人是积功累德，那都是上帝身边的人呢。啊，佛陀身边的人。啊，那么今天世间社会这么乱，灾难这么多，人过得这么辛苦，我们也在苦难当中，啊，苦难当中遇到了神圣的经典，遇到了神圣的教育，这真难得，啊，遇到之后我们就要向神圣学习，啊，把神圣的爱从我们的起心动念、言语造作表达出来，啊，代替神圣呢，关爱世人，帮助世人，成就世人，这就对了。啊，这是一个真正宗教的信徒，啊，不愧为上帝的儿女。这是我们要记住，我们认真努力学习，我们所有的宗教连在一起，啊，宗教是一家，啊，这个一家的基础就是爱，啊，我们来帮助这个世界，帮助这个社会，啊，希望我们永远手牵手，心连心，啊，来完成这个伟大的事业，啊，帮助全世界的人回归到爱心。好，谢谢大家。
All right, we have come to the end of the session. I'm sure there's a lot of things that the master has said to us about. Basically, it's about education. Education is about educate and stimulate. It's about putting into practice what you learn. I think that's the basis of it. And the words that, if you look at education, just ask all of you that you are here this morning, what actually brings you here this morning? Do a reflection. What actually brings you here this morning? Where do you get that attributes of caring, the attributes of compassion, the attributes of kindness, respect and love? It's from your early education that you got from our parents, our grandparents. And this is about, like what Master says, learn from the basics, learn from what? And this is one good example. Just reflect, why are you here? Look at the diversity of the community that we have here. For one, good common cause. And I think this is as what Councillor Jeff says, that how do we take it off? I think we have started, Toowoomba has started by just getting together. And this is where we can cultivate a lot of love, respect, compassion, and caring for each other. With that, I would like to end, and I think we want to thank the Venerable Master Ching Khun for having a generous heart, though he's not most of the time with us, but in spirit, he's always with us. He's always a pillar of inspiration, of encouragement, and he supports all the things that bring people together. So, to Venerable Master Ching Kun, we want to say thank you very much, and we are sure that we are going to get more support from him. He has mentioned the value of education. He's very much principled on that. So with that, I want to end, and I want to once again ask of you to thank the Venerable Master for his time with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. 希望我们下一次能够在巴黎再见。谢谢大家，谢谢。Thank you.